Welcome to Lifestyles. I am Dee Lynam, your host and moderator. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Today we are happy to have in studio Stephen Balshi, president of CM Prosthetics, a new concept in digital prosthodontics.
Very good.
I just wanted to get that out clear. Stephen, welcome, first of all.
Thank you very much, Dee. It's great being here.
Please explain what that concept is.
Okay, so prosthodontics is a special term for teeth, the restoration of teeth. It's actually a specialty in dentistry. So it focuses on the restoration of natural teeth, restoration of dental implants, and also complete dentures, so people with no teeth. So it covers all of the advanced aspects of all of those different applications.
All right, so explain to me, if I'm wrong or right, you'll tell me, but how they are different than, say, I know my parents both have implants, and my father had his whole mouth done.
So the specialty of prosthodontics is an additional 3 years of school for dentists. So someone who is a general dentist that would do normal crown and bridge or do fillings, you know, family dentistry, they have, all dentists have the opportunity to apply and get accepted to a specialty training program called prosthodontics. Something like my father, Tom Balshi, did himself. So with that additional training gives them the advanced skills to treat the more difficult, challenging cases. Just like in any industry, there's certain things that are easier and certain things that are more difficult. So I'm akin to like an automobile. You know, there's certain mechanics that anybody can fix.
Sure.
And then if you have a real problem, you might try and find a specialist that does a certain thing for that.
All right, Stephen, I actually saw an interview that you did with a woman who – she claimed it, or said it best, that you restored her smile. Like, she really didn't think there was any hope. She had so much damage to her teeth and her mouth. How are you guys able to do that when maybe other people see no chance for that?
Well, that's a great question. So I want to make it clear that I'm not actually a dentist. I'm not a prosthodontist. My education is in biomedical engineering. So I don't go actually treat the patient directly. I work with a prosthodontist. I'm more of in a laboratory setting, and I help fabricate or construct the teeth that will go into the patient's mouth. So I work directly with the specialist dentist, and as a team, we help treat the patients in need. In short, basically, we can evaluate a patient with an extreme condition. Mm-hmm. Both from a physiological standpoint and an engineering standpoint, and really rebuild their smile. So my engineering background really comes into play because we need to build a foundation to support the teeth that the patient's going to function with for hopefully the rest of their life.
So basically I should be calling you a scientist.
You can. I also do a lot of research when I can find the time. When I'm not helping people smile, I'm trying to understand new ways to do it in the coming years.
How did digital, because I'm assuming it's all computerized, that of what you do, how did that totally change the industry from maybe when your father was doing this?
That's your words of totally change are exactly right. What I do today in my office is completely different than what I did 5 years ago. It's actually completely different than what I did last year. But digital dentistry really started taking over in the last decade. Anyone who has gone to a dentist and needed a crown, or some people call it a cap, they know that you have to go in and they have to get this goopy stuff put in mm-hmm. their mouth, and it's called an impression. And that's no fun. And some people,
quite frankly, it's really hard for me. And my dentist looks at me every time. He's like, why is this so difficult, Dee? Yeah.
So we need to find a way to transfer the information of what the tooth is to someone like myself in a laboratory where we build the tooth. Build the crown that's going to be fabricated. So that impression was necessary to transfer that information in the past. But now with the digital technology, there's a little wand that the dentist or prosthodontist can use, and it simply just goes in and takes hundreds and hundreds of pictures and stitches them together into a three-dimensional reconstruction of the tooth or the mouth in a computer. And so the impression is now a digital impression, and that can get sent to me through the internet, and I can design the tooth now in a computer, and then we can fabricate it using robots and milling machines or 3D printers, depending on what the specific application is.
So, Stephen, we're talking about, like, you can do one tooth.
Correct.
And that's going to be permanent in my mouth. But do you still do, like, a form of dentures also?
Absolutely. So the digital technology first was applied to crowns or caps.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of the easiest breakthrough in the industry. But now we are we have full applications with digital technology in partial dentures and mm-hmm. complete dentures. So if someone has an existing partial denture or an existing complete denture that's maybe loose or doesn't fit so well, or they're worn down, this digital technology can replace that existing denture with a brand new one that will fit better, will be stronger because it has that engineering and computer-generated aspect to it.
Financially, some people can't afford to get implants.
Correct.
Thus, their smile goes to the wayside because it's just not in their budget. Is there anything that makes it more cost efficient through your company than maybe other companies, and why?
Well, you're correct. Dental implants are expensive mm-hmm. And sometimes cost prohibitive for people and simply not an option. So something that's removable, like a denture, is way more cost effective. I don't set the price to the patient. That is done by their practitioner, their dentist, their prosthodontist, whoever it may be. But I can tell you that a removable denture is going to be much more affordable than something that is screw retained or cement retained onto an implant or a natural tooth post.
When you say removable denture, but because of digital, do they fit better than maybe they used to?
That's a great question, Dee. So, again, like what we talked about impressions before, where you'd get a mold put in your mouth or an impression put in your mouth and a model would be made from that impression. Well, every step of the process when we would make a denture traditionally, there would be maybe five or six different points where small little pieces of error could get creeped into it. And what really that means is the fit to the patient got decreased a little bit every time we got through those steps. With the digital technology, what's great about it is with that impression, we can scan it. And we can take it's a little bit larger than a hockey puck size of pink, gum tissue colored acrylic resin. And then that gets machined out based on the digital impression. So the fit is as good as the dentist's impression or the prosthodontist's impression. The technology in this particular arena of dentistry has really made dentures more of an attractive option because now they fit.
And then therefore look better.
And they look great. And now, so with crowns or implants or dentures, we have a digital record.
Yep.
So let's say a patient had a removable denture and they went on a cruise and the denture went overboard. You know, now,
fortunately, just the denture and not the person.
Right. Now, because it's stored in a computer database, we can mill out or print out another one where in the past it would involve patient involvement, new records, setting everything up again, and, you know, a number of weeks. The digital technology has just really revolutionized everything that we do.
Stephen, I'm going to ask you to sit tight. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, I kind of want to ask you to take me back to your father being in this industry and maybe how that impacted your decision to be doing what you're doing now. We are talking with Stephen Bolshe, who is the president of CM Prosthetics, a new concept in digital Prostodontics. You are listening to Lifestyles.
Are you one of the millions of people who enjoy candy smothered in creamy milk chocolate? If so, you now have your very own day to celebrate. Join Asher's Chocolates as we honor National Milk Chocolate Day on Friday, July 28th. As America's oldest continuously family-owned and operated candy manufacturer, four generations have been crafting confections in creamy milk, decadent dark, and cool white chocolate right here in Pennsylvania for 125 years. We've got flavors for every sweet tooth, from caramels kissed with sea salt to elegant cherry cordials. Traditional items like pecan caramel patties, rich buttercreams, or that all-time favorite, crisp, crunchy pretzels. Celebrate National Milk Chocolate Day and every day deliciously with Asher's Chocolates. Find us at your favorite candy or retail store or online at Asher's.com. That's Asher's.com. Asher's.com.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam, your host and moderator. I'm joined in studio today by Stephen Bolshe, who is the president of CM Prosthetics, new concept in digital prosthodontics. All right, Stephen, so let's go back to your father, who is in the, he actually is in the mouth. You like to be in the lab.
That's right.
But explain to me, if your father was on the forefront of something in terms of the digital, or you were the one who kind of picked it up from his industry and took it to a new place.
Well, so I didn't want to be in the mouth. I just was never comfortable with that situation. But growing up in a dental household with my father being a prosthodontist, I always wanted to be involved in dentistry. And I was always a math and science-oriented individual. So when I went to school, I enrolled in a biomedical engineering program, which sounded really attractive to me because it gave
sounds like you have to be really smart.
You just have to like math and science. It gave me all of that math and science that I was looking for and eliminated some of the arts and things that I was less interested in. So it was a program that was really tailored for my interests.
And what school was that, if I may ask?
My undergraduate degree was at Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. So I spent 4 years there. And their focus in biomedical engineering was on rehabilitation, which is what prosthodontists do. Mm-hmm. So it fit perfectly. So I spent my 4 years in undergraduate training there. I had a little time at the National Institute of Health when I was in Washington, D.C., so that was a nice experience. But when I graduated, I came back to the Philadelphia area, and I did my master's degree in biomedical engineering at Drexel downtown. And the professors there allowed me to do my master's research at my father's dental clinic, dental center in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. So we were able to specifically look at bone and how bone heals to dental appliances, specifically dental implants. So that was really intriguing. So doing research kind of put me on the forefront of things. My father, as a prosthodontist and leader in the industry, was always in the forefront of technology and always being introduced by things by some of the corporate companies out there. So I was very fortunate to have my father kind of as a partner, in a sense, to really be involved in some of these cutting-edge technologies.
All right, so you mentioned that the office or your lab or clinic, whatever the right name mm-hmm. Is in Fort Washington. But do you do your work, or is it nationwide?
So, again, my client base is not with the patient. It's with dentists and prosthetists. So, my laboratory is in the same building as the patient center. So there it's very, very close. Of course,
sure.
You just walk up the steps and deliver the product. But I can collaborate with any person nationwide. What's great about the digital technology makes the world small. Information can be transmitted very easily. And I work with dental specialists throughout the country.
All right. Can you take me through, people used to say this to me, what is a typical day in my industry of being a sports journalist? But what would your typical day in the lab be like?
I would say it's fun. I get to play video games pretty much all day long, except instead of, a role-playing game, I'm building teeth. I'm designing teeth in the mouth, whether it be a single tooth or a complete denture or something on a dental implant. So, and every day is different because every patient's mouth is different and every circumstance is different. So it creates a new set of fun every day when I come in.
You bring up a good point, because we were talking about how somebody loses, dentures go overboard on a cruise or whatever. Does our mouth ever change, and therefore the impression, or in this case the pictures, would no longer be the same fit if it was 10 years old?
That's a very astute observation. They do change slowly. So if we needed to remake a denture or remake a crown within a year, that same data file would be perfectly acceptable, and you'd have excellent outcomes. But if it's a number of years, if it's a decade, when teeth aren't present, then what happens to the underlying gum and bone is it starts to recede away a little bit, and it creates a space between the denture and the gum tissue. So anybody listening to this program that has a denture and has worn dentures for many years, they understand that over time it gets looser and looser and looser, and that's the reason why. And our natural teeth shift over time. They're always moving. Every tooth has a ligament attached to it, which allows it to move. So even if you've had orthodontics done in the past and perfectly straight teeth,
yep.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to stay that way for the rest of your life.
I remember I had a retainer that does not fit anymore.
It's because those teeth are slowly moving in the jawbone just over a course of time, and that's normal.
Stephen, who's the right patient? Like, anybody is the right person to come see you, or
So I can help pretty much every dental obstacle out there in the laboratory setting. So
sure.
Again, the patient's going to contact their professional,
right?
Or nowadays, go online and look up someone that can help them with their specific condition. But there really isn't anything that we can't tackle. In Fort Washington, at the PI Dental Center, where the building is that I'm in,
mm-hmm.
They're able to treat all sorts of dental concerns.
Sure.
Whether it be simple family dentistry, all the way up to a total mouth rehabilitation to give the patient the smile they deserve.
All right, Stephen, sit tight. We're going to talk one more time after this break about your company and people wanting great smiles and how they can find you. We are talking to Stephen Balshi, president of CM Prosthetics, a new concept in digital prosthodontics. You are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants.
The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner. Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
We welcome you back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam. We are talking with Stephen Bolshe of CM Prosthetics. And Stephen, actually, we've talked a lot about the product and how you can help people restore their smile in many, many different ways. But tell me some of your great success stories, or even just one. Share me one that has stuck with you from the moment that you were able to help somebody.
That's a great question, Dee. One example that really comes to mind is a young boy who is living in Pennsylvania but was born in Ethiopia. And when he was 6 years old, he was out in the out back of his home in Ethiopia, and a hyena came out of the woods and attacked him and bit off his nose and his upper lip and the few baby teeth that he had in the upper jaw. In one fell swoop, just took everything off. And, of course, it was a serious traumatic injury. So the family rushed him to the closest hospital. And the hospital in Ethiopia couldn't really manage the situation completely. They were able to close the wound and save his life. But the family knew that in order to get the proper care, he really needed to come to the United States. So the boy came to the United States. A family in upstate Pennsylvania adopted him, and they found our center in Fort Washington through the internet. So my responsibility was to design something for the boy that would retain a prosthetic nose. And the challenge that I had to face was, how do I build something for him that won't restrict his growth? Because he's, at the time we saw him, I think he was then 8. So he's 8 years old, still growing. And we certainly don't want him to grow everywhere else but in the middle part of his face. So I was able to come up with a concept to design a framework that would attach to some dental implants that were placed in his face.
Yep.
And it would expand as his jaw grew and his middle third of his face grew. Now, the silicone nose that goes over top of this framework is going to have to get replaced to complement
over time
to complement his face. But the framework was really what I was in charge of. So that was something that I'm very proud of. And we see him on a regular basis just to make sure he's doing well. And now he's taller than I am now.
And how old is he now?
I think he's 12. I think he's 12. He's a very active young boy, plays soccer, he's got hit in the nose a few times with the soccer ball, so we have to come back and fix things a couple of times. But that's one patient that really stands out because it's so out of the norm of what I would typically do on a regular day.
Wow, what a challenge to have done that.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
Fun. So that was probably the most unique example that I could give you. But I really enjoy the dental patient that they've neglected their dental care for many years, and their teeth are hopeless. And I really enjoy transitioning that patient from a hopeless condition to a beautiful set of functional teeth that really changes their life. And when I look into their eyes from before and after, you really can tell it's almost a different person. It really is. And that's rewarding. It makes what I do all while it's fun, it gives me the enjoyment of doing it. And that's, I'm proud of that.
You should be. All right, Stephen, let's tell people where they can go and just get information about your services, what they possibly are looking at that could help them. What's the website, a phone number?
So again, I don't work directly with the patient, but I'll give you my information. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to reach out to me, I certainly...
Or they could have their dentist reach you.
Absolutely. So if you already have if you're comfortable with your dentist, you like their personality, you like their care...
like I love mine.
Certainly the dentist can reach out to me. We're in Fort Washington. Again, the company is CM Prosthetics. The telephone number is 215-646-7362. The website is cmprosthetics.com. It's C like Charlie, M like Mary, prosthetics.com. And I'd be happy to discuss, with the dentist or dental specialist, the needs of the specific case and try and provide the best outcome for every individual.
You have been incredibly enlightening. Who knew that dentistry would be so fascinating for 30 minutes, Stephen? You should be proud of yourself here.
Thank you, Dee. It was a fast 30 minutes. You make this very easy.
Well, thank you. And we thank you for joining us, listening to this edition of Lifestyles. I am Dee Lynam, and it's been my pleasure to be your host this afternoon. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, I invite you to call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That phone number is 484-562-0063. Thanks again for listening to Lifestyles. We'll see you next time.